Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Happy belated Father's Day.
Well, thank you very much. I hope wish the same to your better half.
Absolutely. Great Father's Day. Had by all, we had a wonderful weekend. My dad actually came with my brother.
Excellent. All right.
And the kids helped, you know, cook, and we had a whole day of things not on the PhD weight loss plan.
Well,
not at
that's
all.
That's okay.
And but that's okay. Yeah, no, yeah. I do about one of those a month. And so the kids helped make food, and we had one big Father's Day celebration. It was fantastic. So one of those great days you'll remember years later with the family. They
good
just
deal.
All gel up right. So. Yeah, honoring all the fathers, in the audience, happy belated Father's Day. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. And dads truly are heroes, holding their families together, doing the tough stuff, often thankless. I have never, for instance, Lee mowed my own lawn. I don't know how to work my lawnmower.
Yeah,
it's there in the garage.
Yeah, that's my wife's got the same situation.
I literally wouldn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know where's the on button.
Yeah.
My husband, Rambo Loco, has...
He's doing a good job then.
Yes, he has certain rules he lives by. The woman is never seen pushing the lawnmower. And the woman is never seen operating the barbecue cooker. That never happens either.
Yeah,
it's one
that's,
of his rules.
That's true. I mean, that's not really a rule. I wouldn't object if she wanted to try, but she never has put forth any effort in that venture. So
I did one time when he wasn't home. I was going to surprise him with ribs. I destroyed them. And I haven't used the barbecue cooker.
Yeah, if you're not experienced, ribs are not a good first start.
I learned that. Yes, that's true. So, but no, he
hot dogs would have been best.
We both cook when we're on the inside, but the grill is his purview. So I just leave it alone. But no, great weekend had at our house. What a wild news week you missed. I mean, what were you thinking going on vacation?
This was an amazing week. And I missed you being here or missed you and not being here, being able to go off on that. But it's just an amazing week of interesting and sad and groundbreaking news.
Yeah. One of the most interesting things to me about what happened with the bombing of Iran was Trump and Netanyahu admitting it to Bret Baier, Trump playing along the whole time to, well, you know, no, I told Israel not to bomb Iran, and no, we're going to have this meeting on Sunday, and, you know, we want to reach a solution and all of that. He was playing along the whole time.
Yeah, I this is one of those things where diplomatically and militarily, it looks like that the U.S. and Israel are doing smart things the right way, because there's no question that Western democracies and you know the free world need to see that Iran does not get the nuclear weapons that they have the ability to attain.
Yeah, and I just think it's interesting that Trump sort of gigged him, really. And that was a disinformation operation with Israel and, you know, all the way up to Donald Trump doing it. And I was saying, like, whoa, when he was saying, you know, starting to look like he was changing his tune from, hey, they can't ever have a bomb, to, well, I was like, no, They can't have a bomb. I mean, I looked this up over the weekend. I wanted to get a final definitive number. 319 strikes by the Houthis. That's not Hamas and Hezbollah
Houthis.
Their bloodshed.
Yeah.
Just the Houthis, including over 60 strikes on our naval vessels in the Red Sea. You might think, oh, I don't care about the Red Sea. Well, no, 20% of world trade goes through there.
Or did.
Did, yeah. So that's us sending our ships to Europe, but Europe sending their ships to us. And a lot of those ships will go out with our stuff on it, come back with European stuff on it. They go both ways. You don't get to just hit ships because you're a Muslim and the people on the ships are not. And that's where we had begun to, with what was going on the Red Sea was jihad. Is what it was. It was Muslim supremacy. There was no military interest whatsoever in the Houthis hitting those ships. And to put this in perspective, where we are in all of this, because this is, some on our side don't even understand this. Where are you? It's Israel and it. No. This is us, okay? They can't hit our ships. They can't hit our naval ships. They cannot capture, do you know they captured three different cargo ships, sunk two?
Yeah.
Took four hostages and killed them. I didn't realize that until I started deep research. They weren't our ships. They were Western ships, though. You cannot do that. You don't get to be a pirate. You don't get to start killing people because they're not Muslims. That's what they were doing. You were watching Jihad funded. Do you remember Tammy Bruce, who's now a spokesperson for the State Department, coming out of, it's been 4 weeks now, with the revelation, I made a huge deal of it. It didn't make big news. The targeting for the Houthis, the coordination for the Houthis was being done by the Chinese.
Yep.
That's war, okay? At that point, Houthis, my biggest fear isn't even just a nuclear weapon, although that's terrifying. But once you have Iran with this nuclear fissile material, it's going to end up in the hands of all their proxies. So now we're not just getting struck, not just getting hit by the Houthis. No reason. There is no military reason for them to be attacking cargo ships. Not just ours, too. They hit a lot of British cargo ships, or tried to. A lot of times they missed. There's no reason for them to be doing that. They're all going to have nuclear material. And people like Tucker Carlson, who are saying leave Iran alone, what's your response for that? How do we deal with that? The guys on the hang gliders, I guess they're going to fly over the bollards into America? They going to have the nuclear suitcase with them? They're going to have a dirty bomb. They're going to blow it in one of our cities. That's what you're dealing with. And don't make Iran mad or they'll hit us is not a long-term solution. And that's kind of where the Tucker Carlson wing is. That guy's lost his mind. I don't know what he's thinking. But this had to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful that it did. I don't know if this is true, but Netanyahu's saying, Lee, that they were a few weeks away from having the bomb. Of course, we've been hearing that literally since 1995, so who knows if it's true.
Yeah, but I think that they were far closer now than they have been.
Wouldn't surprise me.
With the years that they've had to develop things and the cooperation I'm sure they're getting with the Russians and probably the North Koreans as well, who knows, maybe even the Chinese. I think that they were very close. I think they were just days away. I think that was the red line, and that was the reason that Netanyahu, who went ahead and committed to this and was willing to risk Israeli lives and blood and treasure here to accomplish the goal, which is to save his nation from Iran.
By the way, as you're watching what's going on here, and you can see the true American power reasserting itself in the world— you've got Hezbollah going, hey, you know what? We're done with Iran. Just leave us alone. We're good now. We're breaking off. Now, do you believe them? No. But wow, what a turnaround. And then even, Putin and Trump talking over the weekend, and Putin basically tells the Ayatollah Khomeini, you're on your own, bud. I mean, we're out of here. We're done. So Israel has completely isolated Iran. There are rumors out there this morning that the Ayatollah is already dead. I don't know if that's true, but there are some news reports picking it up that he might be. Those are rumors. Or maybe he hasn't been killed yet. They need to go ahead and knock him out. He's got to go. He presided over all of this from October 7th to the nuclear development.
Well, the previous strikes that Iran made in Iran took out their air defense. What's interesting to me from a military standpoint is that Israel is conducting these strikes inside Iran with fighter jets. They're not using strategic bombers. Mm-hmm. They're using fighter jets where they are actually flying into Iranian airspace from Israel, flying in there, dropping their bombs, destroying the facilities that are visible on the ground, and taking them out. And at some point, they may have some losses. I haven't heard about it. So Iran has no air defenses left, period. They are completely at the mercy of the Israeli Air Force at this point.
And it's going to be interesting to see what they do with that. I mean, I think they ought to just go ahead and solve all the problems here.
There's one issue left. Mm-hmm. That is the underground facilities that Iran has, where they probably still have the enriched uranium and have their most top secret stuff. There's only one way to get to that. And that's with U.S. B-2 bombers flying over with that massive ordnance bomb. I think it's like a 30,000-pound bomb that has to be dropped from a high altitude and a B-2 is the only thing that can get in there to do that. And that would be the so-called bunker buster that could take that out. Other than another nuclear weapon, there's no other way to actually get to that and eliminate that. That's the final nail in the coffin. It's going to be interesting to see if that happens, because Israel does not have the capability to do this. We are the only nation that has this. So on this scale, and has the ability now, today, this hour, to do that. So it's going to be interesting to see if that actually occurs. But there's the distinct possibility there could be regime change in Iran. They were already politically destabilized. There's been protests going on in the country well before this attack that Israel conducted. So they got problems, big problems.
And Lee, Trump hinted this weekend, at the possibility of, hey, we could end up part of this. We could end up doing some of the bombing. And to me, that looked like him sort of really emphasizing to the American people, including his own base, because he's been the only president to not start a war, right? He wants to keep that mantle. That's very important to him. I mean, you saw that even a few weeks ago when he's basically, lecturing the world, hey, we can't go in, overthrow everybody and install a democracy. Yeah. We've learned that. We're not doing that. And that was during his, trip to Saudi Arabia, right? So that's how he wants to be seen.
Right.
That's who he wants to be. So he wants to good and emphasize the idea of, no, this is not us. This is Israel. They're doing it. But you're right. If there's anything that needs to be cleaned up, that's going to have to be us, like you said. So, yeah, he's kind of in a way preparing, I think, the public.
And we are defending Israel. We're assisting them with the anti-missile protection, because there's obviously a limit. And that's the game that Iran is playing here. It's a war of attrition. They've got enough ballistic missiles where they can keep lobbing them. And Israel has a limited supply, obviously, of the defensive missile systems. And there's a limit to that. But with us helping, that sort of takes away the advantage Iran has there.
I guarantee you, too, I'll make a prediction on this, that we've been helping a lot more up till now than has been disclosed. We'll find out in 6 months, 8 months.
Right.
We were deeply involved in this, more than just Trump knew about it and okayed it, like much more than that. But that's okay. That's good. That's fine.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Will there be regime change in Iran? Or does the Ayatollah get to live another day?
Could certainly be the result because the Iran regime is very weak. I think it's basically left with two things. It's plans to have atomic bombs and ballistic missiles. That's basically what Iran has. We decided to act because we saw enough uranium, enriched uranium, for 9 bombs. And all they had to do was weaponize them.
Netanyahu not answering the question there that Brett Baer asked, but again saying, you know, why they had to act. Here's the other reason Netanyahu gave, and I'm glad he did this, because this is the real problem with Iran. And folks, backing up a minute, understand what is the real problem with Iran? Iran, let me back way up, so we can understand how we got here, because this is really important. A lot of people on our side are misunderstanding this. Oh, what, this is Israel that ain't. No. No. For us, this isn't even about Israel. The Democrat Party and the Republican Party in the United States of America have different allies. So when Democrats are in office, this country has a different set of allies and enemies than when Republicans are. We've never faced this situation in the United States of America before. Our foreign policy is absolutely schizophrenic and contradictory. Democrats and Iran are allies. Iran is an ally of the Democrat Party and of America when Democrats are in charge. It started with the pallets of cash. Billions of dollars in unmarked bills sent on planes on pallets by Barack Obama. And remember, he lied. He initially said, well, it was all right. We got caught because we weren't supposed to know. Congress found out about it. $700 million. Yeah, we sent $700 million. Well, it might have been $1.2 billion. It was $1.7 billion. The Democrat Party, because they are allies with the dictatorial, brutal regime in Iran, has propped it up. That is why we have this problem. That is why Iran tried to kill Donald Trump multiple times, at least 3 that we know of. But not Biden. This is what's remarkable. Biden's in office, remember? Iran is trying to assassinate who? Trump. Why? Because Iran knows the Republican Party, i.e. Trump, not their ally, but the Democrats are. So who are we fighting here? When we are bombing Iran, when we are taking away their nukes, both their potential for nuclear weapons, but also my greater concern for America, the nuclear fissile material that could be used, dirty bomb, I mean, you name it. We are fighting the Iran that the Democrats built. And Iran that, think about this for a minute. When Trump's in office, we lobby, we level the toughest sanctions ever leveled at a country. So much so people are hungry for food and they're in the streets on the verge of overthrowing the Iranian regime. The Democrats come back in, we switch sides, and they begin funding them to the tune of what? $40 billion in actual cash they're allowed to draw down on. Remember, fungible? Well, if they use cash for food over here, then they can use their money for weapons for the Houthis, which they did. Then what do we see after that? What do we see after that? $300 billion total in sanctions relief. They're allowed to sell their oil. Sanctions taken off. Even when they try to kill Trump, sanctions aren't put back on them. Why? Because Iran and the Democrat Party have the same goals. That's why. And a dead Trump's a good Trump. Did I say that's true? And I'm not the only one saying it this morning. That's the shocking thing. The other person saying it is no less than Benjamin Netanyahu. Y'all.
These people who chant death to America, try to assassinate President Trump twice, kill 241 of your Marines in Beirut.
We have three other assassins in federal prison. So this is not just chop blocking, not just halting Iran. It's halting Iran and the Democrat Party. Iran is a proxy of the Democrat Party. The Houthis, Hezbollah, and Hamas are proxies of Iran. Now, you want me to wrap this up so I can show you why we are as much at war with Iran as Israel? This isn't us just, you know, letting Israel do some Israel things, as Tucker Carlson wants you to believe, which is insane. He's lost his mind. Let me wrap this the heck up. What did Tammy Bruce, spokesperson for State Department, tell us about just short of 4 weeks ago in an incredible report? Who was doing the targeting for the Houthis? Remember, they have hit our naval vessels over 60 times. They've hit our cargo ships. They've tried to hit our cargo ships. 319 total strikes in the Red Sea. Who was doing the targeting? China. China was doing the targeting. That's war right there. So the Tucker Carlson, hey, let's just be nice to these people. Let us hit them again. Let them hit us again. Yeah, no, it'll be good. We can't make them mad. No, that's not a thing. When China gets involved and the Houthis are on the verge of having nuclear material, not a nuke per se, like a nuclear weapon. But folks, once you enrich like that, it's not just, well, we're going to have a nuclear bomb. There is a whole range of nuclear weapons. Some of them like dirty bombs, suitcase bombs that you can have. And you've got the Houthis, China, and Iran already fighting us in the Red Sea. 20% of trade goes through there. It's got to be stopped. I mean, we're done here. And they've tried to kill Trump. No, we're not like, hey, we'll just be passive and not make them mad. No, this is war. This had to be done. I'm really glad we're doing it now because you let it another few more years go by. And folks, don't forget to see the one more thing. Iran is such an ally of the Democrat Party. They were marching in the streets with the Democrats. Remember this. They're marching the streets with the Democrats. They were funding those violent street, anti-Semitic street marches. Remember, John Kirby, Biden's spokesperson admitting that.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it.
Yeah, the rest was funded by Biden's donors. So this is taking down a Democrat-allied Iran. A terror state, both here in America and abroad. And folks, that has nothing to do with this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's go back to this. Incredible truth bomb dropped by Benjamin Netanyahu on Brent Baer. On why the Houthis, why Iran is such a danger. Catch the key part in here. You'll catch it. You'll know what it is when you hear it.
So that's the difference. They're a terrorist regime. We can't have Iran have nuclear weapons. And by the way, our intel shows that they intend to give these nuclear weapons to their Houthi proxies and others.
Of course.
And that's nuclear terrorism on a global scale.
Yeah.
It threatens everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing is, they have plans to develop intercontinental ballistic missiles. Right now, 8,000 kilometers, very soon, just out a little distance, and they can reach the eastern seaboard of the United States. These people who chant death to America, try to assassinate President Trump twice, killed 241 of your Marines in Beirut, killed and injured thousands of American soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq, try to bomb a restaurant in Washington, D.C., chant death to America, burn the American flag. Do you want these people to have nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them to your cities? Of course not.
Yeah.
So we're defending ourselves, but we're also defending the world.
Wait, what?
These people who chant death to America, try to assassinate President Trump twice, kill 241 of your Marines in Beirut.
Tried to assassinate Donald Trump twice. Okay, that's interesting. Since Bongino and Patel, the two heads of the FBI, have said, no, there's no foreign influence here. There's nothing. I mean, that's all just very normal garden variety routine assassination. Nothing to see here. No, we don't have any documents to show you. But just take our word for it. There's no there there. So you now have Netanyahu contradicting the heads of the FBI. What? Just what? Brett Baer, being the sharp newsman he is, didn't miss it either.
You just said Iran tried to assassinate President Trump twice. Do you have intel that the assassination attempts on President Trump were directly from Iran?
Through proxies, yes. Through their intel, yes. They want to kill him. Look, he's enemy number one. He's a decisive leader. He never took the path that others took to try to bargain with them in a way that is weak, giving them basically a pathway to enrich uranium, which means a pathway to the bomb, padding it with billions and billions of dollars. He took up this fake agreement and basically tore it up. He killed Qasem Soleimani. He said, made it very clear, including now, you cannot have a nuclear weapon, which means you cannot enrich. He's been very forceful. So for them, he's enemy number one.
Yeah.
Look, they also tried to kill me, but I'm his junior partner.
When did
they
you
understand that President Trump is a great threat to Iran's plans to weaponize nuclear weapons and use them?
Huh. Well, Todd Pyro didn't miss that either. We got the two heads of the FBI. No, nothing unusual here. Crooks are just some kid. Oh, no, Iranian connection. Oh, none whatsoever. We'll move on right now. Mm-hmm. No, they're there. Now, remember, okay, I'm going to continue setting this up. Trump didn't buy that, okay? Trump didn't buy that. Here's Baer, Brett Baer asking Trump, you know, your two FBI directors here seem to say there's nothing unusual. I mean, they're not presenting any evidence in the 30,000 pages that Congress wanted. They still haven't gotten it. But they say there's no there there and to take their word for it. Do you buy it, sir?
There's a lot of frustration that we still don't know about that shooter in Butler. And we don't know about his communications. Will we get transparency?
I thought it was strange. You know, the one guy had 18 cell phones. Okay. I have a lot of cell phones, but I have like two. You know, I call that a lot. And I think I probably make more calls than him. They live outside of Butler in a little place. Where do they get this lawyer that would represent IBM and would represent ExxonMobil?
You're the president.
Can't you find out? Secret Service. They tell me it's fine. It's a little hard to believe, to be honest with you, okay? It's a little bit hard to believe as I get that throbbing feeling.
So, Dan, the question is that a lot of people have wondered.
And he goes on to ask Bongino about it. Bongino denies, no, nothing to see here. I'm just, no, that's the commander-in-chief questioning whether we're lying. But no, he says he's crazy. Oh, folks, this is so weird. So now we have Netanyahu again contradicting the heads of the FBI. By the way, we have three assassins in custody, just so we're clear. The third one is the most interesting to me. You cannot find him, anything on him from Google. It will not give it to you unless you Google his actual name. And then you find out the FBI caught him trying to exit the country. He's Pakistani, but he had traveled in Iran before he came here. They caught him trying to exit the country the day before the Butler rally. Now that's weird, right? Yeah, he was fleeing. He was fleeing the country. But there's no there. I mean, there's nothing to see here. Can we have the documents? Because Crooks is dead, you know. I mean, there's no trial. Can we see them? No? Okay. Nope. Just take Bongino and Kash Patel's word for it. Cool. Because Trump doesn't even believe it. You heard it right there. So, folks, this is bombshell stuff. Something doesn't add up here. Now, I just want to play this for you because it's weird. It's weird. This is Todd Pyro. He didn't miss any of this. Guy's not dumb. Ivy League educated, former, you know, federal prosecutor. Yeah, he does a morning show, but he's not the usual kind of, you know, guy who does a morning show. He's smart. He caught that. So he has former Middle East CIA station chief Dean Hoffman on, okay? This guy's still got a security clearance. He knows what's going on here. I want you to hear the really weird answer. It garbles. By the way, the garble you're about to hear is in Fox's audio. It's not mine. This thing is so weird. I'm going to play it for you with the garble. Listen.
Here, were you surprised when Netanyahu said Iran tried to assassinate Trump twice, especially that inference, that implication without saying it in so many words, that Butler and the golf course attempts were connected to Iran?
Yeah, it was for sure Iran military, Revolutionary Guard Corps. There's shades here of post-World War II when the United States allowed the Emperor of Japan to remain in power as a means of...
That is the number one guy, the number one spy for the Middle East, CIA station chief. Garbles at just the right time, right? That's Fox's audio, not mine. I try to get it clean. That is where it garbled. But you can still make out what he said. Yes, it is the Iranian National Guard. And then he pivots. Oh, yeah, Cold War. Yeah, it's a Cold War. Yeah. No. What'd you say, honey? He didn't deny it. He did not deny Iran tried to kill Trump twice. And then he says it's the Iranian National Guard. What is going on here, folks? Well, we all know this. This is one thing we can count on. Ayatollah needs to die. Every one of them. We buzzsaw this leadership down to the cook, you know, in the bunker. Maybe he gets to live. Maybe he doesn't. That's what needs to happen. And I hope it happens this week. A little bit of Jackie and Diane as we roll into work this morning. Reportedly, thousands, and admittedly, I wasn't there, at Unity Park in Greenville, in Spartanburg, just so you know, your You Know King's protest was organized by the head for South Carolina of the Democratic Socialist Party. Democratic Socialist Party. So that's who these people are. When they say no kings, they mean they don't want anybody else to rule you because they want to do it. They want to take away all your rights. Honestly, I'd rather have a king than these people. They're frightening. And here's the thing. They don't mind if they're ruled by dictators, as long as it's the dictators they like. One of the most amusing things about the No Kings protest this weekend included, they said, local news reporting there were thousands at Unity Park. I don't know. I looked at the video. There were a lot of people there. I'll give them that. But it didn't look like thousands to me. It looked like maybe 1,000. But, you know, whatever. They're local media. You know what they do. But do these people realize, I mean, these are the same people who voted for Democrats like 5 minutes ago. They don't want kings? Really? Because here's Bernie Sanders. You know him, right? Admitting that's what you have with the Democrat Party. They haven't had a real unrigged election since 2008. The party leaders select your leaders.
But then could we not also say if ostensibly there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008, are they not also a threat to democracy? Yes. We often hear.
Fair enough. That is. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that point.
Yeah, so they will select your leaders for you. In other words, kings. Democrats just want those kings to ground us underfoot and finish taking our First Amendment rights, religion, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, our Fourth Amendment rights, which Democrats were well on their way to doing. By the way, that was the Andrew Schultz podcast. I want you to hear this, okay? So I just want to remind you, all these people out there, we don't want a king. Yeah, you want the Democrat socialist to rule you, like in Spartanburg, because that was the guy who organized it. By the way, hilariously, this is the funniest part. There was actually a disclaimer on the announcement for the Spartanburg No Kings rally that they are not affiliated with the Democrat Party. Well, the leader of the Democrat Socialist Party here in South Carolina is featured on his own Instagram feed with Jim Clyburn. He's not only a Democrat congressman from South Carolina, he was for years the number two in Democrat leadership. That's who the number two in Democrat leadership hangs out with here at home, head of the Democrat Socialists. And so when the Democrat Party needs street muscle, they turn to the Democratic Socialists. And everybody pretends, including them, that none of them are hanging out together. None of them are in the same boat. None of them are fellow travelers. And that's a crock, too. But here's Bernie Sanders admitting to Andrew Schultz on his podcast, yeah, we rig all our primaries. We don't care what our voters want. We just fix it. That's kings, folks. That's having a king. That's having a ruler.
And we felt that over the last four elections, Democrats, we felt that we didn't have a say on who could be president. We talk
you
a
didn't.
Lot about the Republicans being autocrats and oligarchs and taking over democracy. But from the Democrat perspective, and as I'm a lifelong Democrat, I felt like the Democratic Party completely removed the democratic process from its constituents. And they, I think they need to have some accountability of that.
No argument here.
I don't even for you. I mean, I wanted you to, like, 2016, I was like, this is
no argument here. No, we haven't had a real primary since 2008. It's all rigged, all fixed. We don't have any voting rights. And Democrats are like, cool, more of that. Bunch of hypocrites.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.